All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Dalid. We are going to pick up on the last line of Gimel Amud Beis. A very special thank you to Rav Kalman Akiva Kovacs for giving this shir over the last week. And with that, let's begin. I want to thank our Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Av, Yona Shashi Ehrenfeld, for dedicating all of the shiurim and drashos in memory of Yona's grandfather, Joseph Ehrenfeld, Yosef ben Shmuel, Zichron of the Brach. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an aliyah, and the family a Nechama. Also to thank the sponsors for this week of learning, Ed and Faith Wolf, in honor of the yard site of Ed's father, Cyrus Wolf, Shalom ben Svi. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an aliyah, and the family a Nechama. And Abbot said, with that, let's begin. Last line, Gimel Amud Beis, last line 3b. Good. Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says as follows, Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Kfifas Kalmaso Havi Maisa. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Halacha Lamaisa, the act of bowing is a Maisa, so that if one accidentally, quote unquote, worshipped Avodah Zorah, one would be Chayv Echatos. So the act of actively bowing my posture is in and of itself a Maisa. So Akima Svasav, top of Dalid, Akima Svasav, Nami Maisa, Gavi Megadif. So the act of literally, again, akima sasav literally means the act of articulation. Akima means the bending of one's lips. In other words, if the bending of one's posture is a maisa for chatas purposes, so why isn't articulating words, the bending of one's lips, a maisa as well? Amarava, Rava says, shiny megadif. Megadif is different. Why? Hoil v'yeshno balev. So this is actually quite interesting. So Rava says, the reason why you're not chayiv a chatos for a shogig act of megadev, of cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because the ikar of megadev is actually not bapeh, but the ikar of megadev is belave. It actually, the ikar of megadev is a thoughtful process, an internal process, whereas one wants to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The manifestation of that internal process is through the articulation of one's lips. But the ikar is not the articulation. The ikar is the feeling on the inside. Therefore, again, because it's a davar shebalev, so therefore the Gemara is suggesting that's why there's no chatos for an accidental act. Aval ba'ama akima svasav havimaisa. Now the truth is, that sounds like that's only by megadev. But in general, we would say that the articulation of one's lips, right, literally the bending of one's lips, dibor, would be a maisa. Is that true? Masiv Rabbi Zera. Yotzu edim zomim shema maisa. Rabbi Zera says, let's say for an accidental act of edim zomim. Remember again from our Makkos days. Let's say witnesses accidentally go ahead and testify about something that they could not have really seen. So halacha lamaisa, again, there is no chatos that's brought for that. Now, if it's really true that akima svasav, that speaking is a maisa, megadev is the exception, because the ikur of megadev is belief, right? Not with your lips, but for edim zomim, ultimately, again, there should be a chiyuv for an accidental act of edim zomim. Va'amai ha'pik siv bahen, amarava shani edim zomim, ho'ov yeshna bere'iyav. Suppose it's actually quite interesting. So Rava says, edim zomim is different. Why is Edim Zomim different? Because the ikar of Edim Zomim, interestingly enough, is not with their articulation, but the ikar of Edim Zomim is what they claim to have seen. So Re'iyah is obviously not a Maisa. If you look at Rashi on the right-hand side, almost right across, says, Ho'el v'yeshnam b'Re'iyah, ikar edusan b'Re'iyas ha'ayin sheme'idin b'masharo, Hilchach lo chashiv maisa. It's actually quite interesting that the ikar of Edim Zomim is really testifying what they saw. The act of re'iyah is not an act. It's not a maisa. So because it's not a maisa, there is no chatos that's brought for an accidental violation of Edim Zomim. Interesting. Good. Ha'ochel chaylev. So now we go by this. So therefore, again, what you begin to see is as follows. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that kfifas komaso is a maisa, akimas svasav, articulation by megadef, will not be a maisa. Why? Because zikr by megadef is where? Is balev, in the heart. And furthermore, again, there'll be no chatas also by an accidental idem zomim. Why not? Because there the ikr is not the akimas svasav. There the ikr is what? Is the re'iyah. And everyone will agree that obviously a re'iyah, an act of seeing something, doesn't plus the, or doesn't satisfy the criteria of a maisa. Ha'ochel chalef. So we'll say one, remember again, the Mishnah goes on the list. One who eats chalef is a chi of karis. Says in our Tan Rabbanon, kol chalef shor v'kasev ve'ez lo so chalef. So we'll say, so the Pasuk says, Vayikra Zayin Chav Gimel Daber al B'nei Yisrael Lemar Kol Chelev Shar V'chasev V'ez Lo Sochelu. The Chelev, the forbidden fats of a shar, an ox, a kasev, sheep, an ez, a goat, shall not be consumed. So says the Gemara, why do you have to mention all three of these animals? L'chai v'kol achas v'achas yir b'shmol. So b'shmol says, it's in order to go ahead and make you chayiv for the consumption of each of these chalavim. So for example, if you were to eat the chalav of a kesev, an eiz, and the shar, Rabbi Shmuel says you would be chayiv three chatos. Three chatos. I take that back. You would be chayiv three times. There'll be three days. Remember again, we're talking about a chiyiv kares. What happens if you violate the chiyiv kares? What do you get in Beis Din? Malkus. Right, to get malchus. When you say chayiv three times, it means you have violated three kares liabilities. You'll be chayiv malchus three times. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be chayiv three chatos. As we're going to see, karbanot is going to be treated differently. So Rabbi Shmuel holds these three different mentions of animals, of three different chalavim, to teach them chayiv three times. Chum say enu chayiv el achos. Chum say no, you're only going to be chayiv once. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says chayiv al kol achas v'achos malchus. So for example, again, if I go ahead and I eat the chilev of a shor, a kesef, and the eiz, and I eat them all within one halam, right? So Rabbi Shmuel says we're going to be chayiv three malchus, three distinct malchus liabilities, chamsi only chayiv once. So neba hakamiflegis, what are they arguing about? Rabbi Shmuel savar lo kin alav shebech lalos. So we'll see, maybe what they're arguing about is as follows. There's something called a lav shebechalos. Lav shebechalos means one lav that encompasses many different things. So we'll say, here's a perfect example of that. So the kol chelev shar v'kesef v'eiz lo sochelu. So there's one prohibition of chelev, but that one prohibition of chelev is encompassing all of these different animals. So the Gemara is suggesting maybe their machlokes is how to look at what we call this lav shebechalos. Rabbi Shmuel sover lo kin alav shebechalos. Rabbi Shmuel holds that even though the lav mentions all of these things together, they're all treated as distinct liabilities. V'rabbanan savri in lo kin alav shebechalos. V'rabbanan, on the other hand, hold, we'll say when it says that you don't get malchus for alav shebechalos, what that means is you don't get malchus for distinct liabilities on alav shebechalos. Rather, again, halacha lameisa, you only get one act of one malchus for all of the different animals mentioned over here. To which the Gemara says, no. Even Rabbi Shmuel holds that what? When you have a lav that encompasses many things, you only get one act of malchus, even if you violated all of these different things. So what's different over here? Yeah, Rabbi said, we know that Rabbi Shmuel holds that if you were to eat shar, if you were to eat the chilev of a shar, a kasev, and an eiz, the bishmal holds, you get three distinct punishments of malchus. So then why is that? So shiny hacha, demiyasri le kray. Because ultimately, again, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the pasuk by definition includes additional components. How so? Nichtov kra, ko chilev lo sa chilev. Rabbi Shmuel says, the pasuk could have just said, don't eat chilev. Don't eat chilev. Period. Once you tell me don't eat chilev, I know that what does that include? The chilev of a shar, of a kesev, and an eiz. If that's the case, so the Gemara says shar v'kesev v'eiz lamali. So why does the Torah have to add in shar, kesev, and eiz? To which the Gemara says shmamin alachalik, to teach me that halacha lemaisa, if indeed I consumed the chilev of a shar and kesev and eiz, that there is distinct liability for each of these acts of consumption. But Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say? Elok siv shar v'kesef v'eiz. So the Rabbanan would say this. If the Pasuk would not have said shar v'kesef v'eiz, hava amina afilu chilev chaya b'mashma. I would have thought that liability covers even the chilev of a chaya. The Rabbanan would say, we know that that is not true, right? The din of chilev only applies to behemoths, does not apply to chayas. La'achi ksiv shar v'kesef v'eiz. Therefore, the Rabbanan say the Pasuk needs to articulate shar kesef v'eiz while the memra, The chaylev shar kesev ve'ezhu da'aser avad chayish shari. So if Rabbi was according to the Rabbanon, the mention of shar kesef and ez is not coming to generate distinct liabilities for each of these chalavim, but rather what is it coming to do? To dafka teach you that the prohibition of chaylev only applies to what? Only applies to the chaylev of a behima, but not to the chaylev of a chaya. So says Gemara, good. Shapir ka'amrile. The Rabbanon are saying good. Ela hainu tam Rabbi Shmuel. So we'll see what's Rabbi Shmuel's logic. Imkain, if that was true, that the Torah is coming to teach me that the Isra of Chaylev only applies to a Chaylev Behema and not Chaylev Chayo, lichtov kol Chaylev Shar lo so Chaylu. Just let it say, kol Chaylev Shar. We'll say, Shar is the paradigmatic Behema. Once you say you can't eat the Chaylev of a Shar, I would have said that what? That by definition applies to all Chalavim of Behemoth. Kesef ve'ez lamali. Why do I need kesef and ez? Shmamina lechalik. Therefore, again, it must be what? To be mechalik. To teach you that if you ate the chalev of a shar, a kesef and the ez, that you will be chayav for each and every act of consumption. For the Rabbanan Sarvi, the Rabbanan then will say, I kesef rachmana kol chalev shar. The Rabbanan will say this. If the Rabbanan would have just said kol chalev shar, Hava amina nelev shar. What was it? The hagos. It's going to change this to Shabbos. Shar means Shabbos. Magabe Shabbos. Chayev ha'ov kiyotze b'hen. So we'll say, I would have thought make a gzera shava between chaylev and Shabbos. The Torah says shar by Shabbos when speaking about the obligation of shvisas behemto. Right? You can't work your animals on Shabbos. So it says shar by Shabbos and it says shar by chaylev. Magabe Shabbos chayiv of kiyotzeban. We'll say just like when it comes to Shabbos, shar doesn't just mean shar, but shar means all animals, even your chaya and your oaf. Af gabi achila chayiv of kiyotzeban. So too, I would have thought by the consumption of chaylev, I would also include my what? My chaya and my oaf. Tell me that the chiyuv of chaylev applies to chaya and oaf. Lahi kasa rachmana shar, the kesef, the eiz. Therefore, the Torah comes and says, by Chalev, Shar Kesef and Eiz, teaching that what? That the din of Chalev only applies to Behemus and not to Chayis and Ophos. So the Gemara says, Afgabi Achila Chayav Kiyotze Bohen, Lach Kesef Rachmana Shar Vekesef, Lememra, Dahani Da'asar, Ava Chayav Of Shari. Therefore, Rabbi said, by Chalev, Torah Dafka says, Shar Vekesef Eiz, to teach me that it's Dafka, these type of animals, i.e. Behemus, have a prohibition ultimately of chilev, but chayos and ofos do not. Shapir karmile, so it's the saying right, saying good. Ela hainu taima. So what is Rabbi Shmuel's logic? Dekasavar. So we'll say. So now we've just shown it's according to the Rabbanon. There's good reason why the Torah says by chilev shar kesef and ez, and that reason is not to generate distinct liability for the consumption of each of those forms of chilev, but rather to teach you that the prohibition of chaylev dafka applies to behemoth and not to chayis and to ofos. So what is Rabbi Shmuel's logic? Ela haynu taima dekasavar nichtov kol chaylev kesev lo tochelu. So the Torah could have just said, don't eat the chaylev of any kesev. Inami kol chaylev eiz lo sochelu. Shor v'kesev v'eiz lamali. So we'll say, the Torah could have made this point that you're only chayev for the kesef, for the chaylev of a behema, and just write one type of behema. Why do you need shar the kesef ve'ez? Shmamina lechalik. Rabbi Shmuel will tell you to generate distinct liability. The Torah needs to go out and say, right, shar the kesef ve'ez, to teach me that Allah lemaisa, I am chayev. If I eat the chaylev of a shar and a kesef and the ez, I will be chayev ultimately again three times. For Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan will say like this. Ikasav chaylev kasev. If it would have just said, you can't eat the chaylev of a sheep, hava mina chaylev kasev asar v'shar v'eiz shari, I would have thought it's dafka the chaylev of a kasev that's asar, but the chaylev of a shar and a kasev should be mutter. Why is that? I'm sorry, shar and a eiz should be mutter. V'chitema ma'ul made the kasev. So why, you'll say, well, why would you think that the chaylev of a kasev would be asar, but yet the chilev of a cat, but yet the chilev of these other animals would be mutter? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. The Gemara says, Mishum din esraba ba'alya. So we'll say, a kesev, interestingly enough, is different. Why? a kesef does have a chumra over a shar and an aiz. What's the chumra of the kesef? The alya, the fat of the tail. So I'll say, so that is something that is prohibited by the kesef, but is not prohibited by the shar and the aiz. Ugidit ukiditana Rabbi Chanina. Lama man hakasef emor and bishar, veemor and bekesef, veemor and beaiz. Why does the Torah go out of its way to speak about the sacrificial parts of the Bechar Shar, the Bechar Kesef, and the Bechar Eiz? I'll tell you why, to which the Gemara says, Dechsev af Bechar Shar, o Bechar Kesef, o Bechar Eiz, Tzvichi, di Kasev Shar, because the Torah would have just spoken about the sacrificial parts of a Bechar Shar, Hamamina, Kesef, ve'eiz, lo yafinan minei. I would have thought, I can't learn out the sacrificial parts of a Bechar Shar and an Eiz from, Kesef ve'eiz, I couldn't learn out from Shar, why not? De'ika le'mifrach, because you could have brought a pirach, that's what? Ma'le'shar, she'kinis rabba minasachim. We'll say, a Shar has more nesachim, right? A Shar has more wine libations than any other carbon. Therefore, again, you can't learn that I'm out from Shar. Nichtov rachmana be'kesef. Benelef shar ve'eiz mikasev. So let the Torah just write the halacha of sacrificial parts by Bechar, by kesev, and I'll learn out shar and eiz from kesev. Ika lemifrach, there could have been a pircha, mala kesev shekin nisabe ba'alya. Kesev is different, why? Because it has alya, it has the fat of the tail, which does not apply to the other karbanos. Nichtov rachmana eiz, benelef shar. Let the Torah go ahead and write eiz, and learn out shar and kesef from it. Ikel mifrach mal eiz shekin nisrabe eiz lavodos kochavim. So we'll say eiz is different. The goat is different. Why? Because the goat, interestingly enough, halacha lamaisa, is the unique carbon that is brought by an accidental act of avodah zara. Minchad lo yafinim. So therefore, we'll say cannot learn out any one. One of them would not be enough. Nichtov tarti v'neilif chadumi tarti. So we'll say, if that's the case, why do you have to write all three? Just write two out of the three and learn the third from the other two that is mentioned, to which the Gemara says, he din neilif. So which one should I write? Shar mikasev v'yeiz. If I would say, you know what? Let's go ahead. Neilif shar. So let's write kesev and eiz and learn out shar from kesev and eiz. Islahon pircha. There's a pircha. What's the pircha? Malakesev ve'eiz. Shekin Abbas, first white line. Shekin Yisrabu Eitzel HaPesach. So interesting, let's remember again, Kesef and Eiz have a unique common denominator in that they can both be used for Karban Pesach. That's different by Shar. Shar cannot be used by Karban Pesach. Lo Nichtov, I'll say first white line. Lo Nichtov Kesef V'nelef Mishar Ve'eiz. Don't write Kesef and just learn it out from Shar and Eiz. Islon Pircha Malashar ve'eiz shekin esrabe eiz la'avodos kochavim. So kesef, remember again, kesef and eiz, shar ve'eiz are different. Why? Because also those are both karbanos brought in conjunction with accidental acts of avodah zara. Lo nichtov eiz v'neilef mishar ve'kesef. Don't write eiz and learn it out from shar and kesef. Islon Pircha Malashar ve'kesef shekin yishpot sadriboy. So let's remember again, you could say that both Shar and Kesef have what we call a Tzad Ribui. What does that mean? They both have additional items that Eiz does not. Namely, Shar, as Rashi points out, Shar has Nesachim, and Kesef ultimately again has the din of Alya, the fat of the tail, which ultimately again Eiz does not. To which the Gemara says, Hilchach lo yalfi mehadadi. Therefore, again, essentially, no one of these items can be learned out from the other, and no one could be learned out from the other two. Therefore, Shapir Ka'amrile. Therefore, both say the Rabbanon are saying, good. So remember again, Rabbi Shmuel's whole logic was the fact that the Torah needs to write all three indicates to us a construct of individual liability. And therefore, if you were to go ahead, therefore, the Torah writes, the chalev of a shar, kesef, and eis, to teach you that if you consumed all three of these chalav, and therefore what? You would be chayev three times. It appears that what the Rabbanon have successfully shown is that no, the Torah must write all three because they could not have been learned out from one another. No one could be learned out from the other, and no one could be learned out from the other two. To which the Gemara says, "The only time that Rabbi Shmuel kidamina meikara." Rather says the Gemara, "You're right. The reason for Rabbi Shmuel is as we stated beforehand. The imkain nichtov kol chelev velishtok. The Torah could have just said kol chelev, and that would have been enough. My amrit hai." So the Gemara says, "My amrit hai dichsev shar vekesef ve'ez." So the Gemara says, "Well, what did you say before? Why did the pasuk say shar vekesef ve'ez lemishri chelev chayo?" Because Rabbi said the Torah not said that, you would have thought what? That the chilev of a chayo would be permitted. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, my amrit haidichsev shar v'kesev ve'ez lemishri chilev chayo. Rabbi said the fact that the Torah writes that these shar kesev ve'ez is to teach you that what? The din of chilev only applies to behemoths, not to chayis. Hakik sivkra be'inyan dekachim. But one second, the pasuk that's mentioned in Rabbi Osai is dafka mentioned where, in the context, ultimately again, of kachim, v'davar lameid mi'inyano. So Rabbi Osai, remember again, the fact that this pasuk is mentioned by kachim, and remember again, in general by kachim, you can never bring a chaya for sacrificial purposes, right? Karbanos are only brought from behemos and ofos. Never by chaya. So just like ultimately again, karbanos are only brought from behemos, so to the din of chaylev will only apply to behemos. Mechlal de rabbanan savri lo yalfinan davar lamein minyano. So do the rabbanan both say not subscribe to this idea that we got davar lamein minyano means that when deriving a halacha we look at the context. To which the Gemara says lo dechuli amav davar lamein minyano. Everyone agrees with the concept that ultimately, again, we learn out the halacha based on the context. V'hacha b'ha pligi. Here is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel savar, lemeidin lav milav, bein milav dekaris. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you can learn out one lav from another lav, whether that is stam a lav or whether that is a lav of karis. Skip all of the parentheses for about five lines. V'rabbanon, lav milav yafinon, lav mi karis lo yafinon. The Rabbanon, on the other hand, holds that it's true. You could learn one lav from another lav, but you cannot learn a lav from a lav of karis. V'ba'isema. The other possibility is, hainu tamayu de Rabbanon. Here is the logic. What's the logic of the Rabbanon? Kida amrali rav mori the rav zvid. Elame ato alyo dechulin tisar. But if that's the case, I will say, then even the alya is the fat of the tail of chulin should become aser. Armele alech amakra kol chelev shar v'kesev v'ez. Davar hashava b'shloshtan ba'inon v'leka. I will say, so the fact that the Torah, when phrasing the prohibition ultimately again of chelev, says it shar kesev v'ez, teaches you that only the type of chelev that applies to all three types of these animals is going to be asur. Chelev alya, the fat of the tail, does not apply ultimately again to the shar and the kesev, only applies to the a's. I'm sorry, does not apply to the shar and the a's, only applies to the kesev, and therefore ultimately again it will not be asur by chulin. Veleka, hilchach, kiyasa shar v'kesev v'a's, lemeshre al yod chulin huda'asa. So we'll say, interestingly enough, therefore, when the pasuk of shar, kesef, and ez comes along, it comes to teach you that what? What type of chelev is going to be aser? Only the type of chelev that applies to all three types of these animals. So therefore, what does it come to permit? It comes to permit the al yod chulin, that the fat of the tail by a non-consecrated animal ultimately, again, will be permitted. Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Lach, Rabbi Shmuel will say, Im kain, leimakra, kol chelev shar, the kesef, kol chelev shar. Let the pasuk just say, on the chelev of a shar, kesef va'ez lamali, lechalek, shmai na lechalek. So we'll say, Bishmol is true to a shita, Bishmol is that halacha lemaisa, the reason the Torah goes out of its way to mention all three of the animals is to generate distinct liability. So we'll say, so this is the fundamental machlokes that essentially again continues throughout this entire daf over here, when everyone agrees that ultimately again if you eat chelev, you are chayev for karis, right? Chayev karis for intentional consumption, and what? And a chatos for unintentional consumption. What happens if you eat the chelev of a shar, a kesev, and an aiz in one halam, in one, what's the right word?
Lapse.
One lapse, thank you, one lapse. So Rabbi Shmuel will hold that Aloha Lamaisa, you're a chayiv, three liabilities. Again, if intentionally, that means what? Three sets of malchus. Obviously, you can't be chayiv kares three times, but Aloha Lamaisa, for three acts of kares, you'll be chayiv three malchus, right? Three punishments of lashes. Rabbana will hold Aloha Lamaisa, no. Even with Pasa Shar Kesa Ve'ez, you will only be chayiv once. Now, both another important distinction. Rabbi Chanina, Moshe Rabbi Shmuel, Le'inyan Karban, She'eno Mevi Ela Chatas Achos. Rabbi say very important halacha. Comes on Rabbi Chanina and says, even Rabbi Shmuel who holds that if you ate chaylev of a Shar, a Kesev, and an Eiz in one halam, in which Rabbi Shmuel would hold, that Allah say you are now chayiv three punishments of lashes, three distinct malchus, he would agree that if you did it unintentionally, you are only chayiv one chatas. Why is that? Why is that? My timer? The lo dami hadein lilav de arayis. Because Rabbi say chaylev is not like arayis. Now what does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rabbi say this is Rashi on the left hand side. In the shorter lines, about three lines, in Lav Darayis, Lachina Katarayis, the Ika Milituva, the Ika Lav Bechochada. Sirabo say, what's the difference between Chelev and Arayis? So by Chelev, this is what's called the Lav Shebechlalos, which means what? The Torah lumps them all together. Remember, the Lashon of the Pasuk was, Kol Chelev Shar Kesev Va'ez Lo So Chelu. So you have the prohibitions of Chelev, of Shar Kesev Va'ez, but all mentioned in one Pasuk. That's different than Arayis. How is Arayis written? Arayis, each Arayis relationship is spelled out separately. So that is why, even if you go ahead and you violate multiple Arayis prohibitions, let's say Bishogeg, in one Helam, you will be Chayiv a separate Chatos for every Arayos. Even Rabbi Shmuel who says that if you go ahead and you eat multiple Chalavim in one Helam, if you do it intentionally, that you'll be chayiv multiple acts of malchus, he will agree that halacha lemaisa, if you do it unintentionally in one ha'alam, you will only be chayiv one chatas. Why? Because at the end of the day, all of those prohibitions of chilev are mentioned together. So it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, va'asa achas, va'asa hina. So it says the actual pasuk is, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael leimar nefesh kisech ta bishkaga mikom mitzvos asher lo se'asena v'asa me'achos mehena. So what's that? So therefore the Gemara dash in Samir v'asa achos asahena l'chayiv al kol achos v'achos comes to make you chayiv for every transgression. Meaning what? Shim achol chaylev v'chaylev shem echad b'shnei ha'alamos. So what's that? If you ate chaylev v'chaylev, which means that if you ate chaylev and then another kizayis of chaylev b'shnei ha'alamos, but in two separate lapses, chayiv shtayim, you'll be chayiv twice. Shnei shemes b'ha'alam echad, we'll say if you ate two different forms of chaylev in one lapse, chayiv shtayim. So we'll say here two different cases. In case number one, I'm eating two kizayim of chaylev. It's the same chaylev. Let's say they're both chaylev shar, right? But I'm eating them in two separate lapses, so I'll be chayiv twice. Similarly, if I eat chaylev shar and chaylev kesev in the same halam, I will be chayiv twice as well. Amarle Rami Barcham Rav Chista, Bishlam Hashem Echa Bishnei Halam as chayiv shtayim. So I understand if you eat the same type of chaylev in two lapses, you'll be chayiv twice. Why? Why Rabbi say two different lapses is obviously two different actions. Mishum ha'alamos mechulakin elishni shemis pe'alam achar amai chayiv shtayim. But I don't understand. If I eat two different types of chaylev in one lapse of awareness, I eat a kizayis of chaylev shor and of chaylev kesev in one lapse, why would I be chayiv twice? Haba inan ha'alamos mechulakin veleka. Don't I need separate lapses in order to generate separate liabilities. Amarle Hacham, I asking on what's the case here. Kegon the achal chelev dinoser, the mechay mishum noser mishum chelev. Oh, so we'll say, what's the case over here? I ate chelev of noser, right? Remember again, noser means part of a carbon that's left over after its window of permissible consumption. So I eat chelev of nosar. So we'll say, so essentially I'm chayiv twice. Once for chelev and once for nosar. Amrlei, imkein nechayiv nai mishum kodesh. Well, if that's the case, again, let's go ahead and add on a third chiyuv, which is what Rashi says, asham mi'ilos, inappropriate use of consecrated items. So if I'm eating chelev of nosar, I should be chayiv three times. Once for chelev, once for nosar, and once for an asham mi'ilos, ultimately, again, inappropriate use of hegdish. To which the Gemara says, Ela amrav sheshes, kigon da'achal chelev de hegdish. So what's the case? The case of is no, I ate chelev of hegdish. That's the case over here. And that, Rabbi Hudahi, the sanya, achal chelev nevela, achal chelev mukdashin, chayiv shtayim. And it was Rabbi Huda holds that if you ate chelev of nevela, or a chelev of hegdish, I'm going to be chayiv twice. Why twice? Once for chelev, once for hegdish. So Rabbi Huda says, Chelev Mukdashin, listen to this, Chelev Mukdashin, Lokesh Shalosh. Now, Rabbi Huda actually holds that if you ate Chelev of Mukdashin, you will be Chayev three times. So we'll see why that is in just a moment. Machku Alav Ma'arava. So when Rabbi Huda said this, they laughed at him in Eretz Yisrael. Three times for Chelev HaMukdashin doesn't make any sense. The nukma kegon chelev deshar v'kesa v'ezra bishmali. Why don't you say maybe the case is where I ate the chelev of a shar, kesev and ez in one halam, and whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that alok halam. I say what? If you eat chelev of shar, kesev and ez in one halam, you are chayev three times. Alma Amud Beza will say Amalo ukma Rabbi Shmuel. Why not set it up like Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Chanina, I'll tell you why. Rabbi Chanina, Moda Hay Rabbi Yishmal, Le'inyan Karban, She'eno Chayev Ela Chatas Achos. Because what did we say before? Rabbi Yishmal holds that you're Chayev three times. When does he say you're Chayev three times? Rabbi say when? For intentional consumption of Chelev, you'll be Chayev for three Kares prohibitions, you'll get Malkis three times. But even Rabbi Yishmal holds that if you ate three Kazesim of Chelev, one of Shor, one of kesav, one of ez, that you will only be chayiv for one chatos, to which the Gemara says, hashtanami, k'rabi huda lo matukma. So too, we can't set this up like Rabbi Huda, why not? Ha'am Rabbi Lazar, modu hayi Rabbi Huda le'inyan karban, she'in mevi ela chatos achas. That even Rabbi Huda agrees, Rabbi Osai, that Allah chalamais, you only bring one chatos, ela ame reish lakish mishum bar tutni, Hacham I ask, you know, what's the case? It's actually very interesting. So we'll say, what's the case of ultimately, again, multiple chelev consumption that will generate multiple carbonic liability? Here's the case. Very interesting. Go in sha'achlan b'shnei tamchuyin. We'll say, what's the case? Now this Rashi is actually back on Amud Aleph. Rashi says, beiz ma'achlan danu beiz shemes kugon tavshil tzli. You prepared the chelev in two different ways. For example, you prepared one chelev was cooked, one chelev was fried. So ultimately, again, if you were to eat chelev, which was prepared in two different ways, valib Rabbi Yeshua d'amar tamchuyin mechulakin. Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion, Rabbi Osai, that chelev that is prepared in different ways actually has distinct chelev identities, to the point that it would generate distinct liability. Very interesting. I will say, see, even the same type of chelev, but if prepared, if cooked different ways, would generate different chelev liability. Gufa. So let's analyze this. Achol chelev nevela lo keshtayim. We'll say, if a person ate chelev nevela, you chayiv twice. Why you chayiv twice? Why? Once for chelev, once for nevela. Good. So similarly again, chelev mukdashin lo keshtayim. If you were to eat the chelev of a sacrificial animal, of mukdashin, you'd be chayiv twice. Why? Once again for chelev, once for consumption of sacrificial items. Rabbi Huda Omer, chelev mukdashin lo keshalosh. Rabbi Huda actually says that halacha lemaisa, if you ate the chelev of mukdashin, you get three sets of malchus.
Why three seats at Malkus? Amrili Rav Shizi the Rava, Bishlam Yehuda Hainu Dichsev Krai Chukas Olam Kol Chelev V'Chol Dam Lo So Chelu Kol Chelev Shor V'Kesav Eiz Lo So Chelu V'Chol Zar Lo Yochal Kodesh Hot Lasalav.
You're supposed to listen to this. So according to Rav Yehuda, what you'd have to say is like this. One lav is Kol Chelev Shor V'Kesav Lo So Chelu. Second lav, ultimately, again, is Chukas Olam Kol Chelev V'Chol Dam Lo So Chelu. And third is v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. According to Bishlam, we'll say when you eat chelev of kachim, the three lavim are two lavim associated with chelev, and a third lav that says that a zar, a non-kohen, is not permitted to eat anything sacrificial. Those are the three lavim according to Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbanan my time. So according to the Rabbanan, why we only be chayev two? Kasavri lav dechukas olam bekachim. Because they will say ultimately, again, I will say that the first two lavim are talking about two different things. The lav of chukas olam, that's talking of chelev of kodshim. The lav ultimately of chelev is talking about chelev shor, is talking about by chulin. Utzrichi, and I need both lavim. Why? Because of rachmana by kodshim. Because the Torah would have just said the lav of chelev by kodshim. Hava amina kodshim udechamirida aser chelbo. I would have said, I will say, where does the Isra of Chelev apply? Dafka by Kachim, because Kachim in general are more Chomer. Aval de Chulin Eimelo, but maybe there's no Chiev of Chulin, no Isra of Chulin by Chulin. There's no Isra of Chelev by Chulin, I'm sorry. To which the Gemara says, Eimelo, Mishumachi Kasav Rachmana Kol Chelev Shar. Therefore, the Torah gives a special prohibition of Chelev by Chulin to teach you that Chelev applies to Chulin as well. Vikasav Kol Chelev Shar, Hava Mina Chelev de Chulin Huda Aser. And if it would have just said kol chelev shor, I would have said that it's dafka chelev of chulin that is aser mishum delo hutter michlalo, because it will say ultimately again there's no corresponding case where it is permitted. Ava chelev mukdoshin do hutter michlalo, but I will say by other form, but there are other forms of chelev mukdoshin. For example, I will say there are other cases. Look at Rashi. So for example, I will say by kodshim, you find cases of permitted chelev. Where do you find cases of permitted chelev? So for example, the fat of the tail, which is called chelev by keves, is not called chelev by shor and eis. Hava amina midohotar bisaran. So I'm sorry. Hava amina chelev dechulin huda aser mishum delohotar michlalo. Hava chelev mukdoshin dehotar michlalo. Hava amina midehotar bisaran ishtari nami chelbon. I would have thought the same way that the meat is permitted, the chelev would be permitted as well. Therefore, tzvichi. Therefore, Rabbi said, I need psukim to teach me that the chelev of both chulin animals as well as sacrificial animals will both be aser. Rabbi Huda will say, kiksiv chelev shar binyan dekachim ksiv. Rabbi Huda will say, when do we ask for the chelev of a shor? That's mentioned by kachim. Elam michlal drabanan savri lo yafinan davar halamein meinyano. So I will say, is that to say that the rabbanan do not look at context when making the drasha? Lo, dechuli alma davar halamein meinyano. Everyone agrees that when making a drasha, we look at context. Baha kmiflagi. And here is this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Huda savar lemeidin lav milav velav mikaris. What's what we saw before? Rabbi Huda holds that we can learn out a lav from another lav, as even if that lav is subject to kares. But Rabbanan sabri lav mi lav yalfinon, lav mi kares lo yalfinon. Rabbanan on the other hand will say that what we can learn out one lav from another lav, but we do not learn out a lav from kares. Skip the parentheses. Tanya kol chelev v'chol dam lo so chelu. So we'll say, listen to this. So the pasuk says, kol chelev v'chol dam, right? Any chelev and any blood you can't eat. Ma chelev lo kishtaim. So let's remember again, the context over here is the chelev of kachim. Just like by chelev of kachim, you'll get two sets of malchus. Why two sets of malchus? One for chelev and one for kachim. Good. Af dam lo kishtaim. Div Rabbi Huda. So too again, if you eat the blood of kachim, you'll also get two sets of malchus. Why two sets of malchus? One for blood, one for kachim. These words Rabbi Huda. Chum nechum say, Ain bo elas hara achas. The Chacham say, no, it's not true. Rather, you'll only get one set of malchus. So here we go. So it says the Gemara, Umayishna. Now, Rabbi, just to be clear as to what the Shaila is over here, it seems that the Chacham are only arguing on dam and not on chilev. Everyone will agree that if you eat chilev of kachim, you'll get two sets of malchus. One for chilev, one for kachim. By dam, Rabbi Hudol, you get two sets of malchus, one for dam and one for kachim. The Chachamim say, no, for dam you only get one set of malchus. To which the Gemara says, why? Why is it that by chilev you get two sets of malchus, below akesha, tichsivi be trei kroy? Because ultimately, again, there are two psukim. Kol chilev v'chol dam lo sochilu. Kol chilev shav v'kesef. Dam, so we'll say, by chilev, ultimately there are two psukim. One is to teach me what? That I'm chayiv for chilev of chulin, and I'm chayiv for chilev of kachim. Dam nami. So was a blood dam. If without the hekesh the chaylev, I should also be chayiv twice. Why? Tichsivi be trei lavin. Because Rabbi said by blood, it also says two lavin. Kol chaylev v'chol dam lo sochelu, v'chol dam lo sochelu b'chol moshu osechem. So was a little flabema. So I say ultimately again, I have two psukim by blood as well. So just like two psukim of chilev teach me that I'm chayev for chilev of chulin and chayev for chilev of kachim, and therefore if I eat chilev of kachim, I'll be chayev twice, once for chilev, once for kachim. By dam, if I eat dam of kachim, I should also be chayev twice, once for dam and once for kachim. Ela ima ma chilev loke shalosh af dam loke gimel. So we'll say if that's the case, I should say, just like chilev gets three sets of malchus, we'll discuss this in just a moment. Right, so to dam should also get three sets of malchus. Umayishna chilev v'lo keshalosh. Why would chilev get three sets of malchus? Tichsiv mei halein trei lavin. Because we'll say by dam, I have the two lavim I just mentioned. V'lav dezoros. Then I will say, now watch this. If I go ahead and I eat sacrificial blood, I should be chayiv three times. Why the third? Because it will say any time a non-Kohen partakes of something sacrificial, there is a lav associated with that. Dam nami, I'm sorry, by chelev. Dam nami, itzrich. So dam nami, itzrich schadait chamino. Hoil v'ismait dam mituma. So this is actually very interesting. Since dam is not subject to the laws of tuma, lis amit mizoros. So we'll say, we're going to discuss this. Technically speaking, if you consume dam tame, you're not chayi for the consumption of something sacrificial that has become impure. The concept of tumah does not apply to dam. So I might have thought that since the concept of tumah does not apply to dam, therefore what? Lismayit mizarus. So too, again, halacha lamaisa, the concept of a non-coin partaking of it should also not apply to dam. Kamash malon, that is not the case. Kamash malon akesha. There was a kamash malon that we compare dam to chelev. And just like ultimately, again, there's a din of zaros by chelev, so too there's a din of zaros by dam. Ve'al rabbanon hekesha lemayasa. According to the rabbanon, what does the hekesh come to teach me? Mi bayle dechid esanyo. I need it for the following. Kol chelev v'chol dam lo so chelu. Pasuk says, any chelev and any dam you should not eat. Ma chelev miyuchad shechel bo chaluk mibsaro. Just like chelev is unique, and that the chelev is reckoned separately than the flesh, than the basar. Ve'emit starfim zemza. And the basar, remember again, for an isra achila, the chelev does not combine with the basar, and the basar does not combine with the chelev. Af dam, shedam o chalek mebsaro. So too that Kish teaches me that so too by dam. The dam, the blood, is separate and distinct from the basar. Right, so just as I say, so to the dam is not mitzari for the baser, and the baser is not mitzari for the dam. Otsi dam shrotzim, I would exclude from this the blood of shrotzim. Hoil ve'in daman chaluk mibisaran. So I will say, so the blood of shrotzim, since their blood, remember again by shrotzim, there's no distinction between the dam of a sheretz and the baser of a sheretz. They're both treated like sheretz. Therefore, mitzdarfim zemzeh. So then Rabbi say, when it comes to the shear of Isser of Sheretz, interestingly enough, the blood is mitzdarif with the basar, the basar is mitstarif with the dam to form the shir. So basar is actually quite fascinating. So by other isurim, let's say by dam and by chelev of animals, let's say. So dam is not mitstarif with basar. Basar is not mitstarif with dam. Chelev is not mitstarif with basar. Basar is not mitstarif with chelev. Chelev is not mitstarif with dam. Dam is not mitstarif with chelev. All of those isurim are reckoned separately. When it comes to shratzim, interestingly enough, basar is mitzaref with dam, dam is mitzaref with basar to create the full shear. Bahameach nafka, do we learn this out from here? Mehasam nafka, we learn this out else from elsewhere. Where do we learn it from? Vezelachem hatomei, limit al dam asheres vasheres mitzarefim zemze. Now, we'll see, we learn that out from the pasuk of Vezelachem hatomei. So we'll say that we learned out the fact that the dam is misayif with the basar from that pasuk, to which the Gemara says limeid al dam asheres v'asheres shemitzarfim zeim ze. To which the Gemara says you're right, but ilav hekisha, were it not for the hekish between dam and chelev, sagadait chamina hanimil tuma, I would have said when ultimately again as a mitzarif, that's for tuma purposes. But ultimately, again, perhaps for consumption purposes, the dam is not mitzaref with the basar. Therefore, again, ashmina nekesha la'achila. Therefore, the Hekesh teaches me that even for achila purposes, by a sheretz, the dam ultimately, again, is mitzaref with the basar. Am Ravina. Ravina says, Hilchach, dam nachash ubisaro mitzarfin. Ravina says, therefore, you see from here that what? The dam, the blood of the snake and its flesh combined together to form the prohibited shear of achila. So my kamash lahar nekesha. Okay, so we just learned that, right? That's okay. On both sides. So the Hekish teaches me that again, it's dafka ultimately again in situations where dam and chelev are the same, like by behemoths, where ultimately again the blood is not mistaref with the basar, but by the isur of shratzim, the blood is mistaref with the basar. So obviously, snake falls into the shratzim family. So of course, when it comes to a snake, the blood will be mitzaref with the basar. To which the Gemara says, "Sagadait chamino, sheretz tisrabi l'tuma, israbi l'achila." Perhaps only the type of sheretz that is subject to tuma that has this din by achila. Nachash delo israbi l'tuma, lo israbi l'achila. A nachash, I will say, interestingly enough, which is not subject to the laws of tumas shratzim, which the Gemara learns out, perhaps does not have the din of achila, so maybe I would say that the blood of the sheretz is not mitzarif to the basra of the sheretz. Kamash malon hekesha komili de'ein damo chalak mibsara mashma. Therefore, both say the hekesh comes to teach you that what? That aloch alamaisa, any item whose blood is not separate from its basra ultimately is included. So even though the snake, which is not, doesn't have tumas sheretz, will have the halacha in terms of that its blood ultimately combines with its basar for the prohibition. Okay, so what I say, just an interesting aside. So the Hekish teaches me that halacha lemaisa, again, normally blood is not mitzaref with basar for the isur achila, just like chilev is not mitzaref with basar for isur achila. The exception to this rule is what? Sheretz. When it comes to sheretz, the blood is mistarif with the basar for the isra achila. Interesting. Basar, just another line. Amar Rava, shlosh shalosh krisas hamuros bedam lamai. So we'll say there are three times that the Torah discusses the isra karis when it comes to dam. Why three? So the Gemara says, achos ladam chulin. One is to teach me. One is to teach me that there is an isra karis for the consumption of chulin blood. Va'achas adam kachin. One is teaching about the prohibition of kareis for sacrificial blood. Va'achas adam atamsis. We'll say dam atamsis is the blood that drains after the shechita, right? And you shech the animal, there's the initial spurting, right? The lifeblood that spurts out. The dam atamsis is the subsequent blood that flows out. So even if you eat dam atamsis, ultimately there's going to be an iser kareis. So Rabbi says, so three isurim of kareis, ultimately again to teach you whether you eat chulin blood, kachin blood, or damatams. Honey, Rabbi Huda is saying damatams is basara. So this makes it clear to Rabbi Huda to argue. Rabbi Huda holds that damatams is only subject to a lav. Rabbi Omer, dam matamulomar kol dam. Amy Aladam Kodshim Shanefesh Yotsebo. So Rabbi said, I only know that it refers to Dam Kodshim, that is the lifeblood. Dam Chulin, the Dam Atamtis Minayin, Tamalomar, Kol Dam, Ela Ema, Achas Ladam Chulin, Vaachas Ladam Kodshim, Vaachas Rabbi says, therefore again, the Gemara is saying, the phrase Kol Dam comes to include Dam Atamtis. If that's the case, that Kol Dam comes to include Dam Atamtis, then ultimately, again, what do I do with the third mentioning of Dam? Rather says the Gemara Elaima Achas Dam Chulin. One Rabbi say one mention of Dam comes to teach me that Dam Chulin is subject to Kares. VaAchas Adam Kodshim. One mention is coming to teach me that Alocha Lamaisa sacrificial blood is subject to Kares. VaAchas LaDam Kisui. Rabbi say this is actually quite fascinating, and one is coming to teach you Dam Kisui. What's Dam Kisui? If you look at Rashi, Rashi is on the left hand side. Dam Kisui LaDam Chayvav Shekisuven is Gala. Well, so listen to this, fascinating. Remember back to our Chulin days. The halacha is when you shech the chaya or an oaf, you have to do kisa, you have to cover the blood. Now, here's the interesting part. What happens if you cover that blood, and then the blood afterwards becomes uncovered? I might have thought that once blood is covered, it no longer has the din of blood. What does it have the din of? Earth, dirt. Dirt, and therefore, if we were to cover it and become uncovered, you wouldn't be chayiv. You would not be chayiv. Kamash malan, no. Kamash malan, that one blood is blood is blood, and even if it's covered and subsequently becomes uncovered, if you eat that, that is subject ultimately again to the prohibition of karesa blood. Quite fascinating. All right, so actually one more. Fine. Amarava. This we're going to stop. Amarava. Chamisha lavin amurim bedam lama. There are five prohibitions associated with blood. What does it come to teach me? Achas Adam Chulin, we're going to teach you the prohibition when it comes to regular blood. Achas Adam Kodshim, sacrificial blood. Achas Ladam Kisui, that's what we just said, even if blood is covered and subsequently becomes uncovered, it is going to be Aser. Vaachas Ladam Evarin, they both say one refers to the blood that seeps out of the limbs. Vaachas Ladam Tamsis. And ultimately, again, one of the Dam Tamtis, which is the blood that comes out after the initial lifeblood. Both say to teach you that halacha lemaisa consumption of any of this type of blood ultimately will be subject to karis. Shalom, we'll stop over here. That's what we'll pick up over here tomorrow. Shkoyach.